Good morning. We're going to do something different today. Up until now, these meetings have been very well organized, very well documented and planned, rehearsed, and I've always been proud of the speakers. They did a great job. Ann Kreidler made it a magnificent production. Ann left and went off to a more significant job. Jim Johnson's taken over. And the informality and the change is not because of Jim, it's because of me. Today, we want to get across to you the strategy of the corporation, the weaknesses that still to be developed, the inconsistencies, but above all, the theme of the strategy. And rather than have a polished set of presentations, like we usually do, that usually make me proud of the people we have, we will explain to you in detail the strategy. Then individuals will come up and make short statements, 15 minutes each, normally. These will not always be consistent because we didn't work to present a consistent, common statement, but to let you know those areas which are still to be developed, and above all, to let you know those areas which are clear and which is common agreement and which we're doing well in. We're in an industry that changes very fast. A few days ago, I drove by our core plant. Most people don't remember that. At one time, we made 4 billion memory cores a month. Girls in Taiwan strung them with 3 wires in each one. 4 billion absolutely identical cores, physically, chemically, with the utmost precision. That whole business is gone. Down the hill from there, we made discs. All of that is gone. We picked a business which things come fast and go fast. We're in a business where things move faster than we ever predicted. We're in a business where things 2 years ago we said are impossible, today we're doing. We're in a business which most of us haven't even grasped completely what's going on. State of Massachusetts is waiting for all the employment to come back to the computer industry when the recession's over. It is not going to happen. Every year we need less people and less space and produce more computing. And that's continuing in absolutely unbelievable means. What we do with silicon today, how much we put on one chip of silicon, is so exciting, so dramatic, so significant, but cuts down the number of employees. That's the business we picked to be in. This means that we have to always be ready for change and always be absolutely rational, logical, careful in our analysis and our planning. In things that we believed in technically may change. Marketing approaches, sales approaches, customer approaches are different. We're in 4 businesses. Today, I'm going to linger on a number of points. I'm going to make believe I forgot and cover them again. And other people repeat them again. But it's important that we understand, all of us, the nature of each of our 4 businesses. 2 of them are product businesses. One is commodities, which are PCs, workstations, and networking. Commodity means they're almost like everybody else makes. Price is overwhelmingly the important factor. And one has to compete in that area with all the skill you have, as if you were making toasters. If you notice in these years of inflation, the last 20 years, the simple kitchen toaster at Kmart still cost $10 or $11. It cost $10 or $11 20 years ago. Probably 30 or 40 years ago. It's a commodity. People have great skill, intelligence, use computers to make sure the price is low and the quality is high. And we are in that business. You might ask, why are we in that business? Partly, maybe because it's fun. We proved we can make high price, low quantity stuff, and we got to prove we can make high production, high quality, very competitive, and very low priced products that we distribute and sell with the utmost efficiency. It's a brutal market. But it's an exciting one. The prices are going down dramatically, and we've chosen to be in it. The other business we're in is the vax business. We sometimes in the past have gotten confused. We mix up the two. The vax does things that nobody else can do. Many times we stopped selling vax because it wasn't Unix, it wasn't that. And yet we have a product line. It is the most modern computer and the most modern computer architecture and the most modern operating system. The only one laid out logically to grow, to last forever, and to span a wide range of computing in a wide range of years. I could not think of a better business to be in than the vax business in the whole computer world. Now, many of our marketers say, well, we can't sell that because people want open systems. They want this, they want that, we can't sell it. But if you look at it the other way, it doesn't solve everybody's needs. That's why we're in the commodity business. But it has a unique area. You can't think of something to sell better than to be unique and that people need you. Our marketers say, oh, there's 1,000 reasons why we can't sell it. But if you look out there at the computer world, yesterday's New York Times had a story, front page of the business section. The point was they keep firing computer directors in companies because things don't work. Sometimes our glorious marketers say, oh, they all want Unix and they want open systems. They never said they fired anybody because it wasn't Unix. They fired them because it didn't work. And we have the computers that work. Now, we got to wake up our marketers. Hopefully, they'll tell you they've woken up. Most likely, they'll tell you we got 1,000 reasons why vax won't sell. But in 2 years, we'll have one that's so fast, they'll come to our door without marketing. I wish I was joking. I wish I was joking. I'm not. To quote that famous Italian philosopher, Rosano Giordano, who said, she didn't know it. I was writing it down when she said it. Our customers want us to tell them what they need. Now, the challenge for us is to separate that business and say, it is not the lowest price, it is not the fastest, you can't buy it from everybody, but it does things that nobody else does. and you can tie your whole world together. And it works. That's a wonderful business. The other two businesses are systems integration and services. One thing we can do, largely because of ACTS, is we can put complicated systems together to do special things. Very important in the industry. We have a little trouble with that internally because the real people, that's the engineers, say, that's field. They're not part of us. The goal, and Fields always said, hey, we're separate from the company. See if today we don't get across, we're one company. Enormous assets, because much of the world has very complex things they want to do. And our friends at Research Board said something that should be quoted along with Roseanne. What the world needs is uncomplicating complex computing. They're the people who support the large companies. They say that their board have so much combined into a group of mainframe computers and changed and piled on for so many years that they can't dare breathe on it for fear that it'll break. If they want to make a change, they look at it, worry it for a year before they make a change. And our contribution, largely with VACS, but with systems integration, is to show them how they can separate it, do it inexpensively, so they have something they can see and understand and change and grow without terror that the whole thing falls apart. We also have tools that people badly need out there. When it comes to reliability, we have traditionally own the market of high reliability computing with our clustering. We do almost all the newspapers in the country. As far as we know, they've never lost an edition because they're clustered with axes. I must admit, when the Globe doesn't show up at my door in the morning, I do get worried. Sometimes I call my son, did you get your Globe? As far as I know, they've never lost an edition. It's inconceivable that a newspaper loses an edition. We offer fault-tolerant computing, which is different. High availability, you can be down for a couple minutes as you recover. Newspapers can't miss an edition. They wouldn't miss 2 minutes. Fault-tolerant is where you can't even lose 2 minutes, and we have good products there. Now we have an exciting thing we call catastrophe tolerant, where we have a computer center in a city and somewhere miles away, completely networked as if it was one cluster. Everything is done and the city is reproduced outside. If we had any real marketers, instead of theme songs, if we pushed catastrophe tolerance everywhere. Do something glamorous, like have Jack Smith stand on top of a flagpole. Attract attention and push this thing. Everybody in the world would know about digital and catastrophe tolerance. They wouldn't know what the words mean, but it's a grabber, you know. But we're studied dullness. But you can't think of a more magnificent thing to sell. Catastrophe tolerant. You know, with that, they'd come swarming to our door, and then we could tell them all the rest of the story. And sell them clustering just ordinarily what they want. But we have the products, and systems integration is a key part of it. That's a third business. The fourth one is services. We're not going to cover services today. Services is basically a well-run operation. Very business-like, not confused by too much computer science. They have the rule. I'm often asked, might come up in a question period afterward, why does it field service people always get all the big jobs in the company? And I'll tell you why. They don't always, first of all. Field service has the rule that everybody goes to school 2 weeks a year, and they average 14 days. And they have the rule that everybody in their career goes to school for 6 months at one period. And they also run every one of their operations as a business, where they lay out a proposal and a plan and a budget and are held responsible for that. And out of that combination comes well-run operations. Can you imagine people who finish school when they're 22 and expect to be on top of their job till they're 65 without learning a new thing? The worst are those who have got advanced degrees. They never have anything more to learn. We're not going to cover field service because they're well run. And they do something surprisingly academically scientific. They don't even know what the words mean. They try things and back down when they don't work or correct them. Interesting idea, which the rest of the company has to learn. So we're not going to listen to them today. Oh, they also do another thing. The staff always had a group of very well-educated consultants. Unbelievable. PhDs, MBAs, giving advice. And out of that comes a well-run outfit. So we won't listen to them today. Another time we will. Now, we started digital with some interesting ideas. And some of them we want to get back to. Some ideas don't change. We were the fastest equipment company only once in our life. Today we say we can't sell VAX because you can buy Unix faster, even though it won't do the job. All of those years when we changed the computer industry, when we changed many industries, when we had a monopoly on the computer of all whole long list of industries, you know, every machine tool, every medical operation, every newspaper, every school, 33 industries, many of them we had a monopoly on. In those times, we never had the fastest or the cheapest. The only time we were the fastest when we opened our doors. What we came to digital with was a set of circuits and a concept for making computers that was simple based on these circuits, that were very fast, much faster than anybody else's. After that initial pass of circuits, we never were the fastest. Oh, somebody might argue, for a while the 1145 was faster, and some ways you measure it, the 780 was faster than the others. But in general, and I think in detail, we never were the fastest. And we clearly never were the cheapest. What we did do was solve the customer's problem. We took care of every detail we understood to take care of his problem. We broke the company into 15 and 33 different product lines. Each one had the obligation to solve the customer's problem. When we sold things to the laboratory, we sold all the little pieces, piddling little mechanical things, cables, computers, sockets, connectors, modules, anything that the customer could buy, put together, think he was creative, and it worked. and he just bought the pieces from us and put them together. We worried about the customer. When it came to all the other places we worked on, all the other industries, we worried about every detail the customer needed. We changed the computer industry. And we didn't do it by being the fastest and the cheapest. We did it by worrying every detail the customer needed. We laughed at ourselves for marketing because we didn't print matchbook covers. We didn't advertise pictures with jet airplanes or astronauts or children. We marketed by taking care of every detail for the customer. And every year we learned more and took care of more. We had sales meetings that sometimes looked wasteful, but we get 400 salespeople in there who would beat on the marketers and the engineers to get the rest of the details they learned about that year taken care of. We marketed by taking care of the customer. We did one more thing. We invested today to sell today. We did not present papers to the journals. We did not build ourselves up as great scientists in the eyes of the rest of the academic world. We took care of the customer today. In that time, we did a lot of social good. We did a lot of good for employees. We did a lot of good for stockholders. We did a lot of good for towns and in various countries. We were very profit-oriented. In time, engineering lost its influence, and the then manager of engineering said, engineers don't want to be managers. Divide up the labor and nothing came out. A lot of good work was done here and there, but it never came out as products. So 8 years ago, I said, we're going to emphasize the engineering with great results. Got everybody working together. We turn out products beautifully. Magnificent products. Tremendously efficient. Doing a great job. But we lost one thing. We're going to die if we don't get it back. Major problem we lost when engineers ran the company. Most serious thing that happened to the company. We said speed and price were all that counted. We said we won't sell that if it's not the cheapest and the fastest. We also said that's not in the long-term strategy for the computer industry we see, so we won't sell it this year. You know the customer wants it. We said, we understand the future, and we lay out what the company will do. And we lost one of our big assets. We used to divide the work down and give responsibility to people. And people had various pieces of responsibility for taking care of the customer. We changed that. We plan it centrally. And whatever we don't have the span of interest or knowledge, it never gets planned, it never gets done. We used to say we were a bottoms-up company. We don't say that anymore. Oh, sometimes we say it, which means everybody tells the other guy what to do. That's not bottoms-up. Complaining is not bottoms-up. Bottoms-up was we divided up responsibility, and the people with responsibility had the responsibility for their plan. Today, we have a tendency to plan at the top, and a lot of people can't find something to grab hold of to do. And we're not taking care of the infinite number of details the customer needs. And the result is we're not doing well. Science has a tradition. The tradition is that you make a hypothesis, run experiments, then redo your hypothesis. Run experiments, and redo your hypothesis. Some people spend their life learning and redoing their hypothesis. I jokingly, but not jokingly, say the difference between soft science and hard science is that both cases, the first experiments prove the initial hypothesis. In hard science, the experiments eventually get toward the truth. There's a difference in religion, not pure religion. If you listen to St. Paul, Christianity and science have the same goal: truth and keep learning. But you listen to the religious leaders, they spend all their time trying to figure out rules and regulations and details that they're going to impose on other people. St. Paul said, keep searching for the truth. Pure science says, keep trying and learning. Unfortunately, computer science says, we figure it out and no other attitude or policy is allowed. And when we've made a pronouncement, there's nothing more to learn. We lost badly in the vax market. Well, vax is 90% of the company, which ain't bad, consider we're not trying. I've been looking for a quote, which I think, I always thought was the Queen of Hearts in Alice in Wonderland, who said, it'd be a lot better if I really tried. Consider we abandoned vax, be 90% of our business, and all the profit. That's not bad. Think of what it would be if we tried. And think of what it would be if we learned. Let me tell you a story. This is a sad story. I'm not sure I have it right, but I'm quite sure. We announced that the world doesn't want to buy un-Unix machines, doesn't want to buy time sharing, and doesn't want to buy proprietary systems. So we stopped selling vax. IBM came out with their AS400. Relatively poor machine, we laughed at it. After a few years, it looks even poorer than it did at the start. It wasn't Unix. It had no great background of customers that loved it like we have. Did not have a large amount of software like we have. Had none of the advantages. It did have scientific marketing. Religious marketing, like we do, would have said, abolish a thing, it didn't work. Because all their original ideas failed and were not valid. Everything they proposed for that thing didn't work. Our people say, ha, we knew that guy was no good, cancel it. Scientific marketing, what IBM did, they learned their initial hypothesis didn't work. They made new ones and new ones and new ones. And they marketed that thing by what they learned. Today, it's a $14 billion business with a narrow line. It's not Unix. It's not good. It's not VAX. It's not VMS. It ain't much of anything. And the customers aren't happy. And it doesn't connect PCs nicely. It doesn't have anything. It does have scientific marketing, not computer science marketing. The difference is, if you say I'm learning,